Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. What are you most concerned about as it relates to Sunday night's matchup against Tampa Bay, and what are you most confident in heading into that game? I'll let Denton answer after I get finished, and you guys can weigh in with your answers at 301-230-0980. Phone lines are open at 301-230-0980. So, let me just begin with this. I think they can win this game. I do. I think they are a team that is capable of beating the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Sunday night and advancing to the divisional round of the NFC playoffs for the first time in 19 years. Of course, the last time they won a playoff game was 19 years ago today. 19 years ago today, January 7th, 2006, Washington went to Tampa and beat the Buccaneers in the wild card round 17-10. Mark Brunell threw for 41 yards in the game. It is still a record. It's the fewest passing yards ever in the post-merger era of NFL football. The fewest yards ever by a winning team in a playoff game. They only had 120 total yards of offense. But LeVar Arrington was great. Sean Taylor was great before he got booted for spitting in Pittman's eye through his helmet. And it was a defensive-led win. I think Washington can go back to Tampa, the place they last won a playoff game, and win their first one in 19 years. But I also think that the ways that they can win are few, limited. You know, we've seen a full regular season of 17 games of our team. Tampa's played 17 games, so there's a lot to know about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers season as well. But we know our team inside and out, and we know who they are and what they are. You know, they're a very good to, at times, great offensive team. They're a subpar to bad defensive team. So high level, I'm most concerned about the defense. I am most confident in the offense. But more specifically, I'm very confident in Jaden Daniels, even as a rookie quarterback, performing at a high level and giving the team a legitimate chance to hold on to the football, to move the football, and to score points on offense. He is, of course, the key to that. I am confident that he'll be able to do that. Tampa Bay is very good as a run-stopping team. They have been lit up through the air. I think Washington's got a chance to move the football and score points against Tampa. That is the path to winning the game, because my number one concern specifically is that they'll fail to stop Tampa when Tampa tries to run the football, and when they throw it, people will be wide open and they will catch it for chunk plays. I don't have any confidence in the defense's ability Sunday to get off the field consistently. I have a hope that Baker Mayfield makes some mistakes. He is certainly prone to those. He leads the league with 16 interceptions. He leads the league with turnover-worthy throws, according to PFF. He's also thrown for 4,500 yards and 41 touchdowns and completes over 71% of his passes. So there's that too. But the way they win the game, minus Baker Mayfield imploding and throwing 2 to 3 picks, he's done it a few times this year, is they have to possess the ball and they have to score. You know, the bottom line, as I've talked about, you know, for the last couple of days, you know, over this 5-game winning streak, they have faced teams that aren't very good offensively. You know, they have faced Will Levis, and then they faced Spencer Rattler and Jake Haener, and then they faced, after Jalen Hurts left the game very early, Kenny Pickett. Now, Saquon Barkley was on that team, and A.J. Brown was on that team, and Kenny Pickett didn't play that poorly. So that was probably their biggest test here over the final five in terms of quarterbacks and offenses. But then they got Michael Penix Jr. in his second NFL game, and they closed facing Trey Lance. And let's be honest with each other. Those five teams, and they've got a five-game winning streak against those teams were not fit to be good offensively, and they all had varying degrees of success offensively. And Washington pulled out four of those five last games, the wins, by a grand total of 14 points. You know, last week, they had to score on a play with 3 seconds left in regulation to win against Trey Lance and the Cowboys. The week before that, it was Raheem Morris completely botching the clock and timeout situation that ended up being a significant reason for the outcome. The week before that, Devontae Smith has a ball in his hands on 3rd and 5 for a first down that would have effectively ended the game, and he dropped it. And the week before that, Spencer Rattler drove the Saints down the field, threw a touchdown pass with no time left, and they went for two to beat this team. You know, they have to play better all around as a team to make a big run. They may not have to do that Sunday night because Tampa's vulnerable defensively and Baker Mayfield will put some balls up for grabs. Washington has not played clean football down the stretch, and yet they've won five games. You know, all of this, by the way, is, you know, said with great conviction, even though, as a bettor, I understand this, most of you do as well, the NFL consistently, you know, bucks what you think is going to happen. You know, what you're expecting to happen. The odds makers think that this is going to be a shootout. It's the highest over-under total on the board. But how many times does that happen? And all of a sudden, you go from thinking, oh, this is going to be 31-28, to watching a 16-13 game. But based on what we know, and we know a lot about our team, we are a very good to at times great offensive team. We're just not very good on defense. And the specific formula for beating a good team like Tampa, a good offensive team like Tampa, we haven't faced that with the quarterback healthy since Jalen Hurts on Thursday night in Philadelphia, the first game against Philly. The way and the path and the way to win, not a lot of ways, but there is one way, and that is to do it with offense. Have the offense be the best offense it can be and simultaneously be the best defense that the team has, because we get to keep the defense and we get to keep Baker Mayfield, Mike Evans, and Bucky Irving in that offensive line on their sideline. The offense has to win the game Sunday night. They just don't have a lot of other ways to do it, but the way of doing it, I'm confident in. I'm confident that they can do it offensively. But if they don't take advantage of, say, a 10-possession game in which they score on 6 of those possessions, all right, 6, even if it's 3 touchdowns, 3 field goals, that gets you to 30. If they don't do that, then they're going to give up 30. If they're not possessing the ball and scoring on half of their drives minimum on Sunday night, then they're giving Tampa too many swings at it, and they're going to give up 30. Unless Baker soils himself. Baker Mayfield is not Cooper Rush. He's not Trey Lance. He's not Will Levis. He's not Jake Haener. He's not Spencer Rattler. He's not Kenny Pickett. Okay, that's what we faced recently. As I mentioned, it's been a while since we faced a legitimate quarterback. Jalen Hurts, for sure. If you want to say Russ, go ahead. But it's actually probably been since Lamar, all the way back in October, that you faced a quarterback as good as the one that you're facing on Sunday night. And an offense that is rolling. Listen to this, Denton. Tampa has been on a roll. First of all, offensively, Washington and Tampa are very comparable. Like, when you go to almost any sort of statistical category, team-wise, Washington and Tampa are pretty close. Tampa is the seventh best offense per DVOA. They're third overall in yards per game. They're the fourth highest scoring team in the NFL, averaging 29.5 points per game. But listen to what they've done over their last seven. They had to do this. They went 6-1 over their last seven to win the NFC South as Atlanta was flailing. They've averaged 32 points per game over their last seven. They've averaged 454 yards per game over their last seven. They went over the 500-yard mark twice over their last seven games. They were 48 of 92 on third downs. That's 52.1%. By the way, Tampa led the league this year on third down conversions at 50.9%. They are catching a very capable, like our team is, Tampa's catching the same thing. A very capable, and by the way, kind of a red hot offensive football team. Now, some of the same things that I said about our team in terms of the wins and the finish, you can say about them. Their 6-1 finish, the Giants, the Panthers, the Raiders, they absolutely beat down a Chargers team that was very good on defense. They lost to the Cowboys, and then they beat the Panthers and Saints. So they had a lot of, you know, schedule softness down the stretch as well. The Charger game is a road game in which they went into L.A. They put up 506 yards and 40 points against that Charger defense. They were 9 for 15 on third down in the game. Baker Mayfield, 22 of 27 for 288 and 4 touchdowns. He had a 95.0 QBR with an interception. They rushed for 223 yards. Bucky Irving and Rashad White combined for 181 yards on 30 carries. That's a good defense the Chargers have. They destroyed it. We don't really have an overall team result that resembles that. But we do have the result over the Eagles, even though the Eagles were without their starting quarterback. Their starting quarterback didn't play defense. And Washington turning the ball over five times, but still scoring 36 points against the Philadelphia Eagles was impressive. This is a matchup of two high-level offensive football teams. It'll be the biggest challenge for Washington's defense in a long time. I'm most confident that they're up to the challenge offensively, that they absolutely can be highly productive, possess the ball, you know, score on 6 of 10 possessions to have a chance with a 28-plus, 27-plus, 30-point-plus outing to win the game. But I am most concerned with their ability to get off the field defensively without Baker Mayfield helping them. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. What are you most confident in? What are you most concerned with when it comes to Sunday night? Denton, what's your answer?
The concerns lie in a very similar position. I would say I'm most concerned that Marshon Lattimore does not play. Yeah, I look at Mike Evans. He's 6'5". I look at the number one corner without Marshon Lattimore. Is Mikey Sanders still? He is measured at 5'10". That might be generous. So Mike Evans is literally nearly a foot taller than the number one corner if Lattimore doesn't play. I do not expect Marshon Lattimore, if he does play, to go out there and be the absolute best he has ever been. I think it's unfair to think that dealing with a hamstring injury, but I at least want him out there because he knows kind of the tendencies of Mike Evans. So I'm very concerned if he can't go, what the defense is going to look like and really what the Buccaneers offense is going to do to the defense. What I'm most confident in, similar to you, is the offense and Jaden Daniels, but I'm going to take a little bit of a different route. I'm going to go that Terry McLaurin has a bounce back game. Like a bounce back game with
Jaden. You mean with Jaden.
With Jaden, right. Because he played well at the end of the Dallas game. Right. But we had gone weeks posting all of these graphics about how good Jaden and Terry were together. Passer rating of 140. Completion percentage at one point was like 75-80%. I mean, they were firing on all cylinders and they hit a little bit of a lull. I think in a primetime game, Jaden's going to be on fire. I think Terry bounces back. He's been really, really good all season. I expect the best out of him, and that's what I'm most confident in offensively on Sunday.
It was, when we go back to the Philly game in which there were five turnovers, you know, Terry had the five catches, 60 yards, and a touchdown in that one, but he was only targeted six times in that game. You know, his targets over the last 3 weeks with Jaden before Marcus came in to the game, you know, he was targeted seven times with just the one catch against Atlanta, targeted six times against Philadelphia, and in the first half against the Cowboys, targeted just twice with Jaden, and had the one catch. So that's been off. That's got to be back on. There should be an opportunity, though. Tampa's really banged up. If Antoine Winfield Jr. is not back, huge advantage. Jordan Whitehead got into a car accident over the weekend. He is, you know, out. They are really hurting defensively in their secondary. They're hard to run against, but they're easy to throw against. I think this could be, you know, a big game for Jaden through the air. And, you know, a big game running around when people aren't open, if people aren't open. I'm with you on the Terry thing, though. They got to get Terry going. I'm not a guy that, as you know, will just say, well, you got to force feed him, and you got to throw to him early. You got to get 17 in the game. I want Jaden to go where his progressions are. But I think, given what we've seen, which is with their offense, I think Eckler back is huge. But basically, without Eckler, they have Terry and they have Ertz, you know, recently, and that's it. Then we got to make sure that they get, you know, hooked up early and they get into some sort of rhythm early. But the bottom line Sunday night is every offensive possession has to be treated like it is literally a game-winning drive. You're going to have to be aggressive on fourth downs. You're going to have to keep the ball, and you're going to have to make each one of these drives pay off with a score. And if it isn't a score, it's still a 7 or 8 play, 4 minute drive before a punt at midfield. That's what you have to do, because if you give Tampa the opportunities that Dallas had on Sunday, you're going to have to score 34 to beat them. And you may not have enough possessions to do it. Offense is everything. I'd take the ball if they win the toss. Now, you know, part of that goes against the crowd that's always pumped up at the beginning of a game versus the beginning of the third quarter. But you got to set the tone with Jaden, Terry, and your offense. You mentioned Lattimore, huge. Biotish may be just as important, because Dieter got whipped multiple times on Sunday. They cannot let, you know, a team that has struggled to defend the pass get healthy, because they get a really quick and immediate interior pass rush. Biotish is huge. Eckler back will be huge, though, because I think we saw at least some inkling, you know, it's some hope there from Sunday. All right, everybody on hold, stay there. 301-230-0980. What are you most concerned about Sunday night? What are you most confident about Sunday night? Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, team980.com.